It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. There is a war going on about whether you should be able to watch cable channels you subscribe to on your iPad. Cable providers say yes. Time Warner and Cablevision have both launched iPad apps that let you stream those channels. Media companies say not so fast. Some are demanding their channels be removed from those apps. Andrew Wallenstein is TV editor at Variety.
What it basically boils down to is that the TV networks, the ones that provide the channels, think that the cable operators are not entitled to transmit over the iPad because it's not specifically covered under the agreements that they have with those companies. The cable operators would beg to differ. They say that as long as the iPad transmission is contained within the home, the iPad is basically just another set that's in the house.
Are Time Warner and Cablevision getting permission from the TV networks before launching these apps?
Absolutely not, and that is the crux of the problem here.
You've called this a war. What is going to determine who wins this war?
One of two things. Number one, the courts. I would not be surprised if an actual lawsuit get filed perhaps as early as this week. A second thing is to give the programmers what they want, money. The programmers just want to be compensated for taking a new transmission of their programming. And don't forget, part of the problem here is, let's go back to what is the essence of the business model for TV programming. You put advertising on the air, and then a measurement service like Nielsen counts how many people are watching. Well, that doesn't exist on the iPad yet. So therefore, people who would be watching via the iPad, that's programming or audience that wouldn't be compensated for, and that is the problem that the programmers have.
Because they can't figure out which shows are more popular, they can't figure out how to set advertising rates for them?
Exactly.
The iPad is not a TV, so TV rules don't really fit, and an app is not the same thing as a browser on a computer, so rules about TV shows on the web don't fit either. Paul Torrey is a professor of radio and television at Southern Illinois University. He says the future of how and where you watch stuff is far from being settled. How can we figure out iPads when we haven't even figured out cell phones?
It probably will be a little bit complicated for you to be able to watch what you want to watch, where you want to watch it. At this point, you can't watch American Idol on your cell phone. But in a few years, maybe you will be able to watch some shows on your cell phone, but you won't be able to watch other shows on your cell phone because of these kinds of conflicts, right? And you'll feel a void, right? You'll want to watch a certain show. Your favorite show won't be available for some reason because of this kind of technology battle between the cable companies and the cable content providers.
Had enough Charlie Sheen? Does it no longer feel like winning? Here's an alternative. The Decorah, Iowa Eagles. Three eaglets, baby bald eagles, mom and dad. A webcam was set up at their nest to watch the birds hatch and follow them through their infancy. 11 million people have gone online to watch so far. We have the feed at marketplacetech.org. Here's the thing. It's really boring. Mostly it's just an eagle sitting there for hours. Unlike other reality stars, the eagle doesn't drink or yell at people or embarrass him or herself at a nightclub. Can't. Eagle. Which is the appeal? Our media-saturated age gives us loads of gross celebrities. Fortunately, it also gives us Iowa Eagle families just sitting around. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.